Welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers. In this show, every single week, we have phenomenal guests on air where you can call in and get answers to your questions. And then, of course, the first Thursday of every month, you can call in and get your name read and answers that way. Our guest today is Linda Sherman. She is a phenomenal astrology. I've known her quite a few years now, first hearing her on Coast to Coast, calling in because she sounded incredibly interesting, getting my own chart read, and then realizing how wonderful she was and recommended her to a ton of other people. Since then, I frequently have had her on my radio show as a guest and have had yearly readings with her. Linda Sherman is a phenomenal astrologer. You can call in, make sure that we are getting your full birthday. That means the month, day, and the year. So she can do a little mini for you on what your questions are. And I am so excited to have her as a guest today. Welcome, Linda, to Know the Name, Know the Answers.
Well, it's a pleasure to be on your show, Sharon. I always enjoy it so much.
Well, and I should have introduced myself to all new listeners. This is your host, Sharon Lynn Wyatt. And if you want information about Linda, you can find that on my website, knowthename.com, under today's date, where it simply says call in radio show, and how to contact Linda and more about her is all right there, because we like to have the callers and go straight to it. Now, if you want to be calling into the show, it's 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. 627-6008. And Amy, we've got you on the line. Welcome.
Hey, thanks again for a great show. Love listening to these. You know, well, I'm sure, Lynn, go ahead.
I was just going to say it's nice to have that you have a phone again.
I know. 46 days, Sharon. 3 weeks I had one, but 46 days, yeah, kind of crazy, huh?
Well, it is because we're so addicted to it. So your birthday, Amy's birthday, is August 5th of 1962. And I happen to love August 5th. It's coming right around the corner. Happens to be the same date, different year as my son.
Awesome. Good people.
Yes. So what is your question for Linda?
You know, I'm not sure if Linda, I tried to find her on your website and I didn't see it. Are we allowed to ask any questions?
Yes, ask a question.
Okay, I am literally selling Tulsa, Oklahoma finally. Tenants moved out last Saturday. Mm-hmm. I have Randy, the realtor and property manager, and he made a cash offer, but it's way low. It's $18,000. And I'm frustrated with him, and I told him no, but he could be a realtor and sell it as is for a better price. But I don't know if I should deal with him, because I almost feel, is he just going to resist and not really put his due diligence in it? Because he said it's going to cost $12,000 to fix this place up, to sell it or rent it. And I said, let's just do it as is. And I just feel like he's like being a rock in my way. And maybe I need to say, you know, Rusty, either we can do this right, or maybe I'm being foolish and I should just take his offer now and be done with it for $18,000. It just seems, I'm frustrated with this.
Didn't you say this? I'm not clear. You're trying to sell a house, and somebody has made you an offer?
Right.
And she's wondering if this is the right timing for her to sell with this particular one, even though it's low, or should she hang on?
Well, I would wait a little bit. Right now, Mercury is retrograde, and it doesn't go direct until July 31st, and it moves forward. And being that you're a Leo here with things, I'm looking at what's going on. I think you ought to not exactly accept anything quite yet. Now, you mentioned something about $18,000. That's not the offer they're making you.
Oh, yeah, that's what Rusty offered me.
And it's just land, Linda.
No, it's a house.
Wait a minute.
It's
he offered you $18,000 for a house?
A small house in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And it does need repaired, but an exuberant amount of $12,000 to $15,000, because he wants to make it you know, he said, that's what it is. Well, that's what he wants to justify his price on.
I'm astounded. You could buy anything, any kind of property for that small amount of money.
I know. And I was like, really? And, you know, when I look at Trevilia or something, it's about 36,000 is the market over there. But he made it sound like the place was trash. And my original property manager went over and looked at it. He goes, Amy, for a few thousand dollars, you know, that's the basics. You just want to do the basics, you know, enough to, for the person who wants to fix it up again to buy it. You don't want to do that silly stuff. And I agree with him. Mm-hmm. So I don't even know if I should deal with Rusty anymore. I agreed today he could be my realtor, but he may just be a rock in the way because I don't, he's a little money machine. And is he going to do everything in his favor, you know?
Well, this is what I would wait a little bit longer. Is he the only real estate agent you're working with?
I gave him the opportunity because he did help me get the tenants out.
Amy, really quickly, we need to shorten this. Is he the only realtor you've been working with? Yes or no?
I have another one I could work with.
Well, look, I would not accept this yet. I really wouldn't. I'd give it a little bit more time because anything you do right now under this retrograde, you probably might regret it later on. I would hold out until after, I think by the time you get to around August 1st, the moon, there's a new moon in Leo on August 1st, right before your birthday. And Venus and Mars there, and Venus is going to trine Jupiter around the 7th. I would wait until after the 31st of July. And in the meantime, I would look around and see if I could get a better offer from somebody. Now, if by that time you don't get any interest at all, you may think of accepting his offer. But I would give this a little bit more time, Amy.
Okay, yeah, he is August 2nd birthday, but yeah, I'm frustrated with him, so thank you so much.
Okay, Amy, good luck.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Amy. Karen, you are up next. Karen, welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers. What would you like to know from Linda?
Well, I've got kind of the same question going on with the property that is up for sale, and after retrograde, do you see any sort of a tangible offer coming in?
Okay, now Karen's birthday is May 29th.
What is your birthday?
Karen's birthday is May 29th of 1950.
29th, 1950. All righty. Let me look that up. Here, I have to look it up in my ephemeris here. Okay.
It's interesting that we're all doing property right now with Mercury retrograde.
Yes, everybody's fine. Well, I really do feel that property rates are going to be, the real estate market overall is already going soft, which I predicted in all my newsletters. And I think by the end of the year, it's going to be down for a while. This bubble real estate market is about to end for a while. So if you can sell something, remember, all real estate is local. So, you know, if it's a really, really high-end area or if it's a very inexpensive area, has a lot. Now, your birthday is May 29th. Here, I want to look here. 1950. Okay. Here we go. This isn't bad. Your Neptune is sextiling. Your natal Mercury, and I'm looking here, Mars isn't too bad. Now, you say you have had an offer, you have not had an offer?
No, I have not.
Okay.
No offer.
Okay. And now, when did you put this house on the market?
About 3/4 of a year.
Oh, so you had it on for a long, long time.
Almost a year, not quite.
Okay, let me see. Well, I think it may take you a little bit of time, but again, right now, things are not so hot for this. As I said, Mercury's retrograde and doesn't go direct till July 31st. There's the possibility some things may pick up for you in August. You have to question, have you listed at the right price? Have you checked out as to what is selling in the neighborhood?
Yes, I have.
Mm-hmm. And how does your house rate as far as the pricing is concerned?
It's right in there where it can sell. Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, that's good. Then you've got a good price. I don't know your Mercury right now, your natal Mercury on your birthday, 18 degrees of Taurus. Neptune is sextiling that. And I'm looking down here. It could be that business may pick up for you between the middle of August and the end of September. You may have more interest in this place because some planets are going into Virgo, and it looks like Jupiter is going direct August 11th. So just give it a little bit more time. I'm not giving up on it yet.
That sounds good. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, Karen, hang in there. You know, at least it's encouraging news that you've got some good astrology coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Pauline, you are on air. It is your time. Now, Pauline's birthday is December 19th, 1960. Pauline, welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers. What question do you have for Linda?
Good evening, Sharon, and good evening, Linda, is your name, right?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay. My question, since everybody seemed to ask similar questions, I'm going to ask, can you tell me how the eclipses is going to be affecting me for the next, 6 months, the lunar and the solar, if you don't mind? If you only have to choose one, choose whatever you want to tell me.
Okay. I'm having difficulty hearing
the ellipses. Linda, the ellipses that have happened. We've had two ellipses in July, and that's what Pauline's asking about, is how are they going to affect her?
Right.
Okay.
I have a lot of legal stuff coming up. That's why I wondered if the legal stuff is all to do with money. So I'm hoping that my chart fits into all this.
Okay. Well, what we've got, I'm looking at your birthday here, December 19th. You've got an awful lot of responsibility on you right now. The Saturn, Pluto, all of these things are right on your moon is in Capricorn, and they're conjunct that. There's an awful lot of responsibility. And you say legal matters. There's a lot. Just take your time with this. I think what I'm seeing here for you, because you're getting your Saturn return. Here, let me look at this over here. Again, I think you're going to make some progress by the fall of the year. Do you have a court date for your legal matter?
Not really. Those kind of, it's like a stuff that I want to do, like change my name, the transfer my husband's estate stuff into my name. There's a couple of things I need to do before I can even sell the property, and there's just a lot of pre-getting. I put it off for years now, so this is why. I guess that's probably why my Saturn is involved here, because I have not.
Yeah, it's a lot of responsibility, but I think you can get this done. I think that you need to really think of really getting to work on this starting around the 18th of August through the middle of September. I think Saturn will go direct on the 17th of September. I think you can get this done. All of those planets in Virgo are in a good relationship to your Jupiter and your Saturn, and the Saturn return, Jupiter return. This is a very important time for you in your life. The eclipses were affecting your child. Is your husband is still alive or passed
no,
away?
No, he passed for 3 years now.
Is it you want to change your name?
Because of what Sharon gave me a reading.
Okay.
I knew his name was dragging me down, so it's time to, but then with all these changes legally, I have everything in my name, in his name, you know what I mean? This has got to be changed into his name first. And finally, I think that's the last thing I do is to get the name changed after everything.
Exactly. I think you need, just for practical reasons, to operate under your own name, to change all of the bank accounts or finances or everything, and then you can change your name, and work it out at the end. But I think you're going to be able to get this done. I think you're going to get a shot of energy and motivation starting the second half of this month and going into September. I think you're not going to drag your feet anymore. You're just going to get it done. And I think it can be done and will get done, my dear.
Thank you. That's why I wanted to see the stars were in my favor.
They are in your favor. You just need to do it. There's a lot of responsibility, organization work that has to get done. But I think the get all that cleared up. It's time for you to really get it cleared up so you can move on with your life.
Thank you. So I'm assuming I need help. I should also, solicit some people that I can trust to help me do this. In other words, like professionals, not just do it on my own. I'm assuming.
Right. If you're talking about things like bank accounts, wills, estates, everything, you really need to see an attorney about this.
Okay, thank you.
Or even better still, an accountant.
Right. Yeah, you're right. That's always important. A bunch of financial advisors, not just one. They're all
an accountant who knows what your tax consequences, how to put. But you need to see an attorney, an accountant, to put all of this together. You're absolutely right. It needs to be done the right way. And with these planets coming up in Virgo, I think you're going to get the help that you need.
I've been planning this for years.
Email me the names of the potential people you're going to employ, and I'll tell you which one will work the best for you from their name.
Oh, great. Thank you, Sharon. I love you for that.
You're a lifesaver. Bye-bye. Pauline. Okay, everybody, you're listening to Know the Name, Know the Answers with Sharon Lynn Wyeth as your host. And our guest tonight is Linda Sherman, a fabulous astrologer. And you can reach her information that is online on knowthename.com under the schedule and just look up today's date. Or you can get it for yourself at soothsayer.com. Now, that is spelled S-O-O. T-H-E, make sure you put that E in there, S-A-Y-E-R, soothsayer.com. Rob, thank you for your patience. I know you've been holding so nicely. Now, Rob's birthday is September 28th, 1967. So, Rob, what question would you like to have for Linda today?
Well, Linda, my question for you would be, how is my financial situation looking for the rest of the year?
Oh, that's a big question, Rob. You know, I'd have to have your chart and go through the whole year with, because the planets go in and out of that sector. I can look at something on a more immediate basis. Right now, I'm looking up your birth date here, September 28th, 1967. Okay.
Right. I love your question, though, Rob.
Okay. All righty. Okay, let's see what we've got here. Let's see. You're a Libra, very erudite, and you feel balance and harmony and all of this. Let me see what we have here. You know, I honestly think that there is a good shot later in the year. There's some things going to go on in September associated with employment and work and things of that nature. But I'm looking at Jupiter, which is going to trine your Jupiter and your Venus more toward the end of the year. And there may be something coming through for you between in around November. Now, we have to all deal with another Mercury retrograde between October 31st and November 20th. So sometimes it holds up certain paperwork or certain details, but it looks like something very positive in November could come through for you with your finances. Are you thinking at all of making some kind of a move or taking an important trip?
No, that's the thing. I don't have money to do either. But I am sometimes concerned about my work, and you did mention something in September. like, is that, that's not going to be a job change or anything, or a loss of job, is it?
It could be, but whatever it is something favorable associated with your job. But that's not coming up until September. So are you employed at this time, Rob?
Yes, I am. I'm employed.
Uh-huh.
And it's a pretty good job. So that's why I was kind of concerned when you mentioned something changing at work in September.
Well, it's a positive, not a negative. This is a positive change for you. Coming, it's not at all a negative. In fact, your Neptune, Pluto, and Saturn are sextiling. There's something, as I said, at the end of this year, whether it's an improvement in the job or a better thing, and there's something coming up with whoever it is you're working. Are you working for a company or?
Yes, I am. I'm working for a company.
Okay. Well, the Saturn-Pluto conjunction is going to sextile Pluto in January. So there's a whole period of time between November and January where things are definitely improving for you. So
okay.
I think that's definitely a positive for you, Rob.
Okay, that's great to hear.
Yes.
All right, thanks for the analysis.
Absolutely, and don't give up the idea of a trip in November. It may just be to see some relatives or something nearby. It doesn't necessarily mean you're going to Paris. But there's some kind of an opportunity to travel in November that's going to be very pleasant for you. And there's something going on of a positive nature with the company itself that you're working for that's going to work out being to your benefit. It's some kind of a reorganization that will benefit you.
Okay, that's great to hear.
Yahoo, you have something to look forward to, Rob.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I'm so glad she was able to give you good news and not the other kind.
Yeah.
I know, but I'm glad to hear.
Yeah, thanks for calling in, Rob. Have a great
evening.
All right,
thank you.
Again, if you would like to ask a question, our number here is 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. I've gotten an email ahead of the show, a bunch of emails for people that like to listen later, Linda. And we have one from Michael, whose birthday is October 30th,
1953. 1953.
Correct. And what he wants to know is, does he have good dates coming up for him to finally meet a mate? He says he's been waiting years and years, and is this the year?
Okay. Let me look him up here in 1953. Yeah, he's been waiting a long time here.
Yeah, that's what he says.
Yes. Yes. Okay, October 30th. Let me see. Okay, let me see what we've got here. Looking at this. Okay, not right at this moment, but let's see. I'm looking at his Venus. Let me concentrate on this a little bit. I think that one of the problems here with Mike is that he's got a sun in Scorpio, he's got a moon in Leo. He needs to get out a little bit more rather than staying put. There needs to be a little bit more travel. Jupiter is going direct, and there is, I'm not saying you're going to meet the love of your life, but there is a possibility coming up in August shortly, that there may be an opportunity for you to meet somebody, connected with some kind. Are you planning on taking a little trip or a vacation in August?
He might be, 'cause I know he travels frequently.
Yeah, there is a possibility you might meet somebody at that point, as Jupiter is going to sextile your Venus, which is a very nice aspect. So I would say, you know, what I'm picking up here is that what Mike needs to do is get himself out there and do a little bit. You say he does travel quite a bit?
Yes, he does.
Okay. I think he is more likely to meet somebody that he's going to be interested in on a trip. And I would say around the second week of August looks very good for this. If second to the third week of August, he may meet somebody while traveling. But I don't know about the mate or the love of one's life. I think what I'm picking up for this is that Mike needs to get out there, travel, socialize a little bit more, and make some friends. But I think that it is a possibility that this month in August he might meet somebody interesting. At least I can say that much. I can't guarantee he's going to meet the love of his life.
Well, you know what, though? Interesting people are, you know, they're fun to meet. So, but he has that opportunity, and so that's great. I'm sure he'll love hearing this later. Okay.
Yes, and
go ahead.
No, I was just saying that seems to be really, really important here for him, is to get out there and meet somebody on a trip and look at making friends, look at associating more with groups of people where he might be able to meet somebody, especially if they're kind of a traveling group.
Okay.
Jupiter in his chart.
Yay, right?
Yeah.
Okay. We had another email from Elle, and Elle was concerned about her marriage and the status and if everything was going okay or can they get through this bumpy period. They seem to have a lot of stress going on right now. And the birthday is 7/6/1983. And the partners is 10/10/1981.
Okay, and this is July 6th. She's just had a birthday. Okay. All righty, let's see what we've got here. Okay. All right, let me see what's going on here that is... yeah, I see what this gal has... is she was born in 1983 under this big Saturn-Pluto conjunction. This is a situation that's kind of rough going, because not so much right now at this minute in time, but coming up next year, as Saturn, comes around in this period squared to that, and that period when Saturn is going to square all that is around February, March. My feeling is a lot about this marriage, determining where it's going to go and what's going to happen, is going to manifest very strongly between February and March. And I feel that he's a Libra, she's a Cancer with a Taurus moon, there's problems between the nature of these two people. And I know being a Cancerian with a Taurus moon, security and steadiness and all of this is very, very important. And my feeling is that there are some issues because I can't do her whole chart, you know, with the date,
right,
time, place, running up the whole chart. I'm just taking some prominent planets that I think are behind this. But I think between February and March, she's going to know how this is going to work out. And they need, I think that these two need some kind of a counseling program where they can get together with an independent counselor and communicate with one another. Because this is a tough time for both of them.
Yeah, well, I think they just had a baby, the third one, and one's going back to school. And anyway, it was a long email, but very concerned about them right now.
Well, yeah, I think that the issue is all around responsibility, with Saturn being involved and thinking about, in other words, with the heavy load of responsibilities that both of them have, it's very, very hard for them to think about working on this marriage because they've got Saturn and Pluto, and these planets are very heavy loads of responsibilities. And they have to do what they have to do in their lives as individuals. And Saturn is not very romantic. He's involved with schedules and do we have enough money and how many hours are there in a day. He's just not a romantic guy. Let's put it that way. And so I think that each of these two as individuals has to figure out how they can manage their own responsibilities and schedules and don't worry so much about the romance and everything. You need to, I would say these two, they need to help each other do what, with the responsibilities that they have. And they can't expect the other guy to take theirs on. And sometimes in a marriage, you have to be somewhat of an individual. It doesn't mean you're leaving the marriage. It means that your own individual responsibilities here have to be organized and lined up and clear for you. And I think this is where a problem lies here. What responsibility should each of these people, the husband and the wife, be taking? And how much can each one handle, you know? So I think a counseling situation, if they can get past that January, February area in their lives where it's very, they may be able to work these things out in the future.
Okay, well, that ought to be good news. They know they just have to march with time, right?
Yes.
And make
really
it work
is,
and get
I mean,
through there.
These Saturn in Capricorn, there's a lot of people today that feel absolutely overburdened with what they have on their plates. These people are definitely among those being in the cardinal axis here. And I also think sometimes you need to find out how you can get some help. Like if they just had a newborn baby, this is their third child.
Yes.
Okay. You need to think about, are there other people in the family who can simply help out? What kind of, and I don't know, again, if I were talking directly to Elle as to whether she is working, if she's employed, what he does, you know, I could siphon out the details here and help them more if I could talk directly to them. But I can see from this that both of them are, in a sense, really overburdened with all of this. Both of them, from each side. And so that they need, number one, to get themselves organized. Number two, to find out who else can help. And number three, don't blame the other guy. It's your circumstance, the situation you're in, that is the issue. And I think by the time you get to the spring of the year, around April or whatever, I think there's going to be clarity about this.
Okay, well, at least they have that to look forward to, that if they can just make it through that, that,
yes,
you know, that things will be more clear.
Absolutely.
The next email, go ahead. Were you going to add something first, Linda?
No, I'm fine.
Okay, the next email was from Bill, and his birthday is July 11th, 1948. So we've got all these July people calling in. And
July 11th, 1948. They just had a big eclipse here in the sign of Cancer. Okay, July 11th, 1948. And his name is?
Bill.
And, Bill, okay.
And maybe it's because of these eclipses that these July people are all concerned because it must be hitting them. Yes. But he wanted to know about his health and about retirement. Do you see retirement for him? And if you can see anything about the health, is it going to stay decent? Mm-hmm. I think he's had some surgeries on his eyes. And so mm-hmm. that's what he's concerned about.
Okay. Let me look here at this natal chart. Yeah. Surgery on his eyes. There are some more things coming up. In the fall of this year, in September, that are going to have to be addressed and taken care of. I'd say between late August and early October, there are some health issues. After he gets past that point, there will probably be an improvement, but he's got things going on here. He has Venus and Uranus in Gemini squared to his Mars in Virgo. And I think he does need, and the moon is in Virgo as well. This is a hard-working individual. And you know, my feeling is that he really does need to take seriously about retirement. He needs, first of all, he needs to get these, all of these medical issues cleared up, which he's going to be focused on between now and early October. It's going to be very, and even into the end of the year. Retirement, I would say for him, if I were to pick a really good time for him to retire, would be early next year. Saturn is coming around. Again, Saturn, when he's nice to your chart, he says, okay, we're getting you organized and you can retire. I would say with what he's got here, when Saturn, by February, hopefully he should be able to retire between February and April of 2020.
Okay, and I know he's working at this time when we're doing this. He always writes in with questions. I'm sure he'll appreciate hearing all about this. We need to take our short halftime break with our commercial, and when we're done, we'll come right back. Stay tuned.
How would you like to be able to read other people's minds? Well, the next best thing is here. When you know how to read a person's name, you know how the person thinks, feels, and behaves. Each letter in our name holds a key to unlock our true essence. Our name contains both our gifts and challenges in this lifetime. Nemology science discovers personality secrets hidden in the placement of the letters of our names, including the first and last impression people remember about us. Sharon shows us how to interpret the arrangement of letters as outlined in her book, Know the Name, Know the Person. Sharon Lynn Wyeth created Nemology Science after 18 years of research and testing her theories, and has supported thousands of people around the world in understanding themselves and others better. You'll enjoy Sharon's unique teachings as she shares her system to learn the gifts behind your given birth name. Even if you don't like your birth name, there are jewels in this book. If you're thinking of changing your name, ready to name your child, or wanting to get along better with others, this is the book for you. If you'd like to improve your relationships and change your life for the better, get the book today, Know the Name, Know the Person, or visit www.knowthename.com. That's www.knowthename.com.
You are listening to Know the Name, Know the Answers with your host, Sharon Lynn Wyeth. I'm so pleased that you've decided to join us. Our guest today is Linda Sherman, a phenomenal astrologer that I have recommended many times to people that I know. Her website is soothsayer.com. It's S-O-O-T-H-E S-A-Y-E-R. When you're hearing the soothsayer, sometimes you miss that E in the middle. So make sure as you're spelling sooth, it's S-O-O-T-H-E. And then sayer is S-A-Y-E-R.com. You can find out more about Linda on her site. You can sign up for her newsletter that's phenomenal on her site and get some of the books also from her site. Let's take a moment, Linda, as we're welcoming back into the second half hour. Tell us about your books.
Well, my most recent, I've written three books, and my most recent book was published the end of 2017, and it's called Our Choice, Extinction or Evolution. And I wrote this book as a co-author with a data analyst from Wall Street by the name of Richard Spitzer, who spent his whole career doing data analytics and the studying of cycles in the economies, in the local economies, the global economies, and advising people, the banks and large corporations. And he and I, in our analysis of what lies ahead for the USA and the world at large, his based on the numbers, mine based on the astrology, we found out we were in agreement with one another. So we co-authored this book. And this book is talking about the fact that we have a future that lies ahead that is either literally an apocalypse, literally Armageddon, as we're fond of saying, or it will be, we could flip everything. We could turn the human presence on this planet, make an evolutionary leap to a higher form of consciousness, and not only save ourselves, but create a whole new world. And both of us feel that it is really our choice collectively as to how we're going to address, number one, climate change, the global emergencies in climate, and how we need to work at finding solutions for this. And I've done some research on hydrogen fusion, nuclear fusion, which I think is going to transform the way we produce energy and end the age of fossil fuel completely. I think that there are scientists out there that are looking for solutions to eat up the carbon gas by planting trees all around the world on a global basis. In other words, I've taken the time as an astrologer looking at the cycles of emergency that astrology points to, and then doing my research as to what some or many of the solutions might be. And Rich and I wrote this book. It's not very long, but we feel that it really hits the hot topics of the day where we have to come around. We have to start working together, not hating each other, not beating each other up, not going to war with each other, but we need to start banding together as a human race to clean up the damage that has been done to the planet, and also to help each other have economies and a financial world that benefits everybody instead of just 0.001% of the population. We need to have a new ecosystem in the world, in nature, as well as a new ecosystem for the economies at large in our country and in the world today. There's a mandate going on here, and it's not easy for us to face these things. It's not easy to get up in the morning and look at these issues because often we feel helpless, but we're not. We can always band together with some other people, join a cause that we believe in, and if enough of us come together, we can save ourselves. But this book is really shows the concerns we feel, highlights the major issues of our times, which my other two books did as well. My other books predicted the crash in 2008 on Wall Street and in the real estate market. I've made a whole series of predictions over the past 20 years, most of which have come true as far as economic cycles and political cycles and everything. So that's what this book about. It's what I call a possible or probable future, depending on the choices that we all are going to participate in and make as long as we're here on this beautiful planet.
I know that you wrote that 2 years ago, Linda, and I read it at that time, and I reread it again just recently, and I thought it's becoming more and more pertinent even today than it was 2 years ago when you read, you know, when you wrote it.
Well, it usually does, because I'm concerned with, of course, the present evolving into a possible future. So when the future shows up, everybody says, oh, Linda, you were right about this. And I'm trying to get people to look at it well in advance and at least consider what we have to say. One of the things I know, Sharon, that hits with you personally is my first and second books. People used to ask me, with the tough economic times that we're in for most people, what could you choose to go into or to major in? There's a lot of choices, but I mentioned one big thing, and that was cybersecurity. And I talked about it in my newsletters in all three of my books. Today, there was on the financial channel, CNBC, there was this whole special about how they're desperately training young IT people who majored in computer science in cyber security. They're desperately need. And I believe there's somebody in your family that followed that advice.
Yeah, that's how my son earns a living. He got his computer degree in college and is doing very, very well in it. And they send him all around the world. Think about it, paid vacations all around the world. You got to work some, but then you get to see a new area for a couple of days before you come back. I think it's pretty darn cool.
He set up so beautifully. I just wish more people would have taken that advice, because my feeling is, with all the age of computers and robots and IT and 5G and everything that's going on, remarkably, most corporations and even government entities never took cybersecurity that seriously. They don't have departments for it. Now they're in desperate need. We have hacking, we have theft, we have cyber wars going on between us and China and Russia. Cybersecurity is becoming an uppermost thing. And I want to say, I was talking about it way back in 2007 when my first book was published. Cybersecurity is all a huge place if you have that kind of leaning and talent, like your son, and got a degree in computer science. This is the year the government desperately needs people. And then the corporations need people. And so I really feel that if you're a young person with that inclination, this is one of the directions you can go in.
Well, I think it's a wonderful suggestion. And I've watched so much of what you've been saying, you know, playing out in front of our eyes. So, Linda, thank you so much. And for all of you, please get her book, because it will help you. Not because it helps her. Authors, we don't make much off of our books, but it definitely is a way of getting information out there where you can help yourself. We have a young mother who wrote in and just said, if you could just say a few words about her kids. She wants to be able, none of them are in school yet, and she just wants to be able to direct them in the right direction. And she gave me three birthdays. The first one being November 21st of 2014 is her oldest child. And then the next one was December 13th of 2017. And the last one is June 3rd of 2019. So she's a very recent mother for the third time.
Well, it's a little bit daunting to do all three of these kids because we really have a limited amount of time on the air. But let me look at the November 21st, 2000. Again, if she would love to get these children's natal charts analyzed, she can contact me off of my website, and we can make an appointment. I do most all of my readings live over the phone and recorded from my end for your convenience. And it's a great thing when you have babies and young children to be aware of the kind of talents and abilities they may have. Now, let's look at your little November 21st.
2014.
Okay. Yes, right. Well, it's hard to say this is a cusper. We call him a cusper because depending on the time of day, this child could have his or her son in Scorpio or in Sagittarius.
Well, I know you don't have time to look at that, but she sent it all to me. She said it was 4:30 p.m. Central Time in San Antonio, Texas.
Okay. Well, I don't have, I have to enter that data and print it out on my computer. But I would suggest that she get in touch with me. I really think that this one with Mercury conjunct Saturn, the way it is, that this child needs a lot of organization and planning with this November 21st child. It's very, very important that, again, he's just, is it a he or a she?
It's a she.
Okay. That she has, that she's very, very well organized because she has a lot in Scorpio and Capricorn. With this, I used to be an elementary school teacher many, many moons ago. And a child like this, what is important for that child is to have her materials and her situation well organized. She needs to have that strong sense of security. She's got all of this stuff in Capricorn and Scorpio, so she's needs to have a sense of security and organization that is very important. Now, the December 13th, 2017, a Sagittarius is a little bit all over the place. Very different, very, very different temperament. Here, let me look at that. Look up that date, December. Yeah, the Sagittarius Virgo. This one is pretty much very active and super active. Let me see. Eyeball this. Okay, yes. Sagittarius, Venus in Sagittarius retrograde. So this one is always looking for variety and is, I would say, a little bit of a perpetual motion machine. but smart, very smart. But constantly in motion, and but it's hard. I need to have the whole chart in front of me. But the Sagittarius is very often a person who's restless and likes to eventually later in the life likes to travel and move around. And I would say the motto is don't fence me in. With this one. And then we have the brand new child, June 3rd of 2019. Let me look over here. I could give a lot more detail if I had the, you know, the real chart in front of me rather than just looking up the planets. But we have June 3rd, another perpetual motion machine. This is a double Gemini. Very, very smart. And clever and everything. There may have been born under a new moon. And again, fairly active, super active child. And by the way, this one has Mars in Cancer, so there's an issue around food. This person may grow up to be very, very interested, by the way, in food. Maybe this child is eating a lot now, but picky, because Mars in Cancer is often picky about it, but they become foodies eventually, really gourmets But this is a double Gemini, so there's a certain amount of nervousness and restlessness, and you know, don't fence me in. I think the older one, interestingly enough, will probably be the one that takes a lot of responsibility for the other two that'll be running around all over the place.
Like a mother, even when as a child, huh?
Yes, yes. But well, I mean, again, there's a limited amount that I can tell you about their personalities and everything. They're little kids at this point. But if I had the whole date, time, and place and had a whole chart in front of me, it would be much easier to point out where their major talents and abilities lie, because the position of the houses is everything that's determined by their time of birth. And where all the planets, what sectors the planets fall into, is a major source of information.
Well, and I think it's so wise. I'm really going to encourage this mother to give you a call. I think it's incredibly wise when we have kids in the house, regardless of their age, to get an astrology for them so that you can have more direction on where to aim them and what to expose them to.
Exactly, Sharon. You know, one of the things that is so important is that humans try to understand the other person's temperament and point of view. And you can be much more accepting if that person operates differently than you do, instead of trying to push them into your modus operandi. You know, you say, wait a minute, this is the way this person learns. This is the way this person moves.
That is a wonderful thought to end with. We only have a few seconds left. I want to thank you so much, Linda, for joining us. Again, Linda's website is soothsayer.com, SOOTHESAYER.com. You've been listening to Know the Name, Know the Answers. This is your host, Sharon Lynn Wyeth, signing off.